The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels, our podcast, of course, Business on the Edge. You can go out to Podbean, podbean.com, and search for Business on the Edge, and you can connect with us that way. A lot of free content out there for you. And, of course, we have our premium content if you want just a little bit more. Our San Jose Women's Business Examiner, that free subscription out there, the largest online publication out there throughout the globe. So you can connect out there as well. And then Twitter, Business on the ED, tweet with me. Get out there and tweet with me. Let me know what's going on. How crazy was Black Friday? I never go out on Black Friday because it's crazy. Let me know. Tweet me. Tweet me at Business on the ED and let me know how Black Friday shopping was for you. I'd be interested in just kind of laughing and chuckling a little bit, and maybe we'll talk about it on the show and say, hey, people said it was crazy, Black Friday. LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson. Connect with me on LinkedIn. I love to connect with professionals. If you're in business, if you're a professional, if you're a student, connect. LinkedIn, you should be on LinkedIn. Connect with me out there. Our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host. Connect with me over there. We're kind of all over the place. We're trying to make sure that our presence is known. We do have a Pinterest and Instagram page, but we don't circulate too much around there just because it's Pinterest and Instagram. And yeah, a lot of that is picturesque kind of stuff. But I do hang out there in those social areas from time to time. But our main page is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And then, of course, our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. You can join that group. Click that little button and we'll get you into the group. You can share your products, services, motivation. Maybe there's someone inspires you, like Brian Tracy, or you know, whoever your favorite motivator is you want to share with the audience or with the other women there. Like, there's this, I like sharing this little guy. He looks like he's probably 3 years old, and he has this really scowl look on his face, and he's got his fist clenched, and you got this little caption under it, and it says, "You can do it." I love sharing that from time to time. It's hilarious. So things like that, you can enjoy and get to know one another. Political views, inspiration. It is a group for you ladies to connect, make your thoughts and comments known, and have a good time meeting people and do a little business out there. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments, or how are we doing? Talk to me. Are we giving you too many resources? Do you think we, you know, when we get in our power round, we're just selling? Of course we're selling, because anybody that's in business is selling something so they can stay in business and provide you the resources that you, they believe that you, the customers, want. If you're a ministry, you have, you know, Jesus is the best gift. And as a church or as a ministry, if you're out there, you want people to come, you want them to support. And so the way that you do that is that we talk about it. We don't talk about enough how to get a hold of resources within the body of Christ and really comfortable. Years ago, someone told me, I don't want to advertise Jesus. I don't want to, because it was a misunderstanding in their own mind in terms of what that really means. I don't want to, like, I'll hear things like, I don't want a Hollywood production. And I question those things because I said, what does that really mean? You don't want to do a production well, or do you have a misconception of what production is in terms of Hollywood just does has the resources to put together a production, whether we like it or not, or even agree with it, at a standard that has been set by a certain types of rules and guidelines. I'm from the production industry, so if you have great lighting, great audio, great video, chances are, and you have educated crew members that are skilled in those areas, then you're probably going to have a great production. And we do call it entertainment. And entertainment says, I don't want to entertain. Says, really? Because the word entertain means to hold one's attention. And I'm just kind of talking to you today after this holiday weekend. And it's just us today. So I'm going to, you know, just kind of pour into you and just hopefully tweak some of the things that you're thinking and maybe those, I didn't think of it quite like that. We get very religious about how we think about certain things, and it hinders our ability to get our message out of the love of Christ, get our message out about the power of prayer, getting our messages out. And I want to get the message out from the Lord on how to do business, how to promote that business, that ministry, promote Jesus, promote God, promote Holy Spirit. Promote why? Because if people can't buy into religion or a product or a service or anything without information, without putting out a commercial or advertisement, and if you're in business, advertising never ends, by the way. And that's why so many businesses will do well, and as they grow and they become Fortune 500 companies, is you always have to advertise and put your branding out there, put your, you know, marketing, advertising, promoting, branding, because you want people to remember that you're there. Fortune 500 companies continue to market and advertise because if they don't, people think about other businesses. And so we need to make sure that we're getting our information out there and we're doing it at a industry standard, a high standard. I like great standards. I can tell you, as a producer and as a director with that cap on, senior producer, and I know poor production when I see it, whether it's on television and I'm watching some low budget film and I have a hard time watching it. I cannot watch low budget productions. I can't, I have a hard time listening to bad audio and whatever the message is. And I'll turn because there's not an appreciation for what it takes really to do it well. It's not enough that you have a great message. You have to be able to package it in a way that people want to hear it and listen to it. And when we say we serve an awesome and mighty God who owns everything, he knows where the silver and gold is, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and we can't put our productions together. We can't promote and do the things that we do at a level that attracts people to him. It says, well, if God's all that, then why is your stuff looking raggedy? You know, and so it takes time to get to those higher end places, but you should strive towards that. And if you're doing things, you know, and you don't have the right equipment and you don't have the right resources, there's ways of getting the right resources and equipment so that you can put your information out, even graphic designers, you know, even there's so much that we need to really just stop and says, Lord, how do we get the message out that you want us to get out? And I think about that, Lord, how do you want me to get the message out? So one way is being on radio here at KFAX. And so it costs something to be here. It costs something to have my producer sitting looking at me, who's absolutely fantastic, just gifted to give you a quality show. And so this took some time to build the station, the company, Salem Media. So all of this plays a part, and so we want to be mindful of that in our dealings and in our working. So I want to encourage you that it's okay to do things extremely, extremely well, and have the world looking at us saying, "Hey, how did they get that done?" And it's about God. So anyway, that's my little soapbox teaching. I kind of got on that tangent, but we need to keep it real because God is very real. And as long as the enemy is using millions, multiple millions of dollars to promote himself, really, and God owns it all. So we should, you know, do the same and tap into the resources that God says, that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And so that wealth can come in different ways and tap into technology and resources and opportunities that allows us to do what we're doing extremely well, so we can lead people to Christ and a God who absolutely loves us. He loves us so much. He loves you so much. He's so excited for you. And everything is a stepping stone. So this isn't a shot at you. This is, everything's a stepping stone. And wherever you're at, I guarantee you, as long as you have breath in your body, it is not the finish line. It is God taking you from level to level, glory to glory, and moving you past what's comfortable, because we can get comfortable with old things and old stuff. And no, keep moving forward, because God has a message that he wants you to deliver in whatever grouping or setting or business that might be, and entrust him for the absolute best. And it takes time to unfold that, like writing business plans. That helps you critically think through how to make that happen. How do I get $500,000 to put together a small production studio? How do I do that? Where do those resources come from? If it's not always asking the congregation to give kind of thing. How do those things happen? Business planning is so critical, and it opens up so many new ideas and ways of you acquiring resources, whether you're a ministry or business. And what do you need? And I will say, you know, get that plan together, because that'll help you, you know, really see how you can get the right resource. There's so much money out there that's just waiting for you to tap into. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And you guys are catching your breath from that Black Friday madness, huh? We got Cyber Monday coming up in just a couple of days. And I'm going to share later in the show our cyber special. And hopefully you'll take advantage of that. Let's do a little bridging the gap between business and faith. Jeremiah 29:11. This is the Amplified Bible. "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." One of my favorite verses in the Bible. You know, when you think that the Lord's not thinking about you, and the Lord's not mindful of you, the Lord says, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you. And you can put your name right there. Margaret Jarrell, that's my producer here. "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. I want you to be peaceful." He says, "I have plans for you." He has good plans for you. He set you aside for a sacred use. I like the word set aside. And when you study set aside or set apart, you'll find in the Word of God, when you study it, that when God's talking about that term, using that terminology, he's saying, "I'm setting you aside for my use. You've been called out from everything else for God's special use for you." And I love that, because you know, he when he does that, he is anointing you for a sacred use. And so he says, I know the plans that I have for you. I have plans for you. And he says, I have thoughts about you. God has thoughts about you. He has thoughts about you. And I heard this story a few weeks back by a young man who's a multimillionaire. He's probably about 34, 35 years old here in Silicon Valley. Loves the Lord. Grew up in a family of Christians. Father's a pastor. And I was amazed at his story because I've heard it before. And I was sitting there as a guest at this particular event, and I said, yes, yes, I'm thinking, yes. See, this is what we don't understand, because God calls us into different stations, be it pastoral or mission fields. And he struggled with whether or not he should be in the mission field with his brothers and with his dad. But he had this technology mind. He has this business mind. He had this yearning for a different type of industry. Ministry. Do you know that your job, if you say you work in the banking industry, that's your mission field. Say you work in the high-tech industry or the medical field, that's your mission field. Your mission field, your mission, not all mission fields are, you know, hopping on a plane and going to Africa, or going to the Philippines, or going. And these are really great places that if you're called to. I used to get laughed at when I would tell people, I said, my mission field is America. I'm called to America. I'm called. This is my mission field. I'm on air, masses, and the streams nationwide, worldwide. I'm called to America. To impact in business and to impact in your professional development, to impact in education, to impact in leadership and in these different areas. And so he's sharing his story. And when he told his father that he was going to go into the mission field, this is what he's going to do. And his dad said, you know, that's a bad idea. His pastor, his dad's a pastor. Bad idea. Why? Because his dad knew his calling. He says, but this is where you soar. This is where you where you're at your very best. God doesn't call us to places that we hate and we can enjoy, and he certainly enjoyed being in the mission field. You know, he enjoyed helping people, but he says there was something missing. There was something missing. God says, I have plans for you. What are you doing in Africa when you should be in Silicon Valley? And that's a good thing, but it wasn't the God thing for his life. It wasn't the God future for his life. God says, I've got thoughts about you, and I need you in Silicon Valley because I need you to be a multimillionaire so you can be an influence to other high-tech industry multimillionaires so you can be an example. But I can't do that and use you that way if you're in the Philippines, or if you're in some other mission field around the world, some other third world country. I need you in Silicon Valley. So it's okay. You need to know that it is okay. You have permission for you to live the life that God has planned for you and has thought about for you. So it might be, God may have called you to be an actor or an actress. And we throw stones at that. Oh, that Hollywood. Really? So who reaches in the dark places if we're not there? Who reaches into the sciences and the industries that there's not a bright light of God in those places? So we have to know that, you know, God, you have a plan for me. My son is extremely creative. He's in the film, television, like his mother. He's an artist, he's an animator for Christ. And so I'm excited for him. Why? Because God wants to use him in those areas. And God says, I have, my thoughts are about you having peace and well-being. And when you are not living the call of God in your life, you it's hard to live in a place of peace and well-being when God, because God's not going to let you be comfortable in a place that you don't belong. He's not going to let you be comfortable there. He's going to nudge you, and he's going to keep, you know, pointing you back towards what he's called you to. He says, in these thoughts, he says, and this is not for disaster, but to give you a future, to give you the right future, to give you the future that he has designed for you, and to give you hope. And living this life is the best life that you can ever live. It's the best life that you can ever live. So whatever you need to get in terms of education, wherever you need to be where God has put you and placed you, because there's no better place to be but to be in the center of God's will. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to talk a little bit more and some of this cyber making money when we come back. You're listening to AM 1100 KFPX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. After this post-Thanksgiving, Black Friday madness, all of that good turkey dressing, all of that good stuff for the next couple of weeks. One of my favorite websites I talk about often, smallbiztrends.com. We are in our power resource from Power People, Power Businesses, and Power Ministries. And we're going to talk about power, small business trends, and making money. Making money work, making money. We want to make money. Why? Because we want to continue to be able to do the things that we are doing in our businesses. So how do you find great resources? The web is great, you know, but the web is not the only resource. There are a lot of great books out there, a lot of, you know, best kept secrets still. It's in a book. What are you looking for? What do you need? What do you need? You know, what is interesting about nonprofits, Christian-owned nonprofits, is that they become a nonprofit and they think they're going to get all of these grants. I'm going to get a grant. It's really hard to get a grant. All right, grants, it's hard. It's not that easy. And they are awarded. You're competing for them. But how do you get what you need? Is it money for your business or ministry? Is it processing through your personal life and development? Is it growing your small business? Access to multiple connection points, which is important. I talk about ecosystems. Ecosystems, you want to develop great ecosystems. But right now we're talking about the holidays and some of the things that you can do. And so Small Business Trends has this article on here, which I think is kind of cool. 11 ways a service business can take advantage of the holidays. A service business. So ministries really is a service business. If you're a pastor or if you're transitional coach, and you know, you have all these different service businesses out there and ministries. And so what is the best way for a service business to take advantage of the coming holiday season? So, and you can read this article on Small Business Trends, and it's actually by the Young Entrepreneur Council. You know, you have more young millionaires in this generation than we ever had in business. So interesting. They've got some good tips here. Number one, start planning now. Actually, you should have been planning sooner, but start planning now. You need holiday campaigns, and Business on the Edge is going to share with you in a little bit on our holiday campaign that you can connect with and grab hold of for Cyber Monday. So we've got a deal for you. And number two, well, let me just talk a little bit about each one, and you can go out there and take a look. Start planning now. You want to determine what kind of offers you want to make and roll those out and have that information available. Like we're gonna share with you about our holiday special, and you can find that out on our website at businessontheedge.biz on our landing pages. And so we want to connect. So you want to make sure that you have information ready. Number two, create revenue generating intellectual property. We always want revenue generating intellectual property. The holidays are the perfect time to create an intellectual property asset that can generate revenue for your business during your slow months. So service industries have a lot of slow months. It's typically during the end of the year, you're going to see slower months because Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And so there's a lot of downtime. So what this article is saying is this is a time to create a group of courses or informative products so you can diversify your revenue. So you can pre-sell, which is a great idea, and you don't have to deliver those trainings until that next year. So that's really, really great advice. And that is from Rachel Rogers, from the Rachel Rogers Law Office. Number three, encourage staff to use vacation. So this IT company says, hey, you know, you can cut back and you know, give your staff some time off so that way you can, you know, decrease that cost there. Number four, and I'm not going to do all 11, but just some ideas on things that you can do. Send out holiday cards. I love sending out holiday cards, send out creative holiday gifts. These are great ways to let your customers know that you're thinking about them and appreciating their business. You want to be able to do that. That is really, really fantastic. Turn your service into the perfect gift. So they have the perfect gift, and this is from Hubstaff. And that's Dave Nevgots. I hope I'm saying that right. People spend more during the holidays, so take advantage of that by publicizing your service into the perfect gift. Let people buy a 1-hour consultation, a 10-hour or 3-day trial of your software or any other small chunk of what you offer as a gift for others. B2B businesses can offer great corporate gifts, those sorts of things. And that's really, really great. Bundling is fantastic. I love bundling. Some of the ones that I like is, and I just said this, thank your clients. Yes, thank them. And then you can create a friendly holiday thank you video. And there's some other tips out there. But I thought this is really, really a neat little article to kind of think about what you can do to generate holiday income in these lower months and getting you into the new year. Absolutely fantastic. You can have that. Our holiday gift, I'll share with you again in just a moment. But I want to talk to you a little bit about making money work. So here's this little, well, let's call it a process. So companies should focus on providing customers with good products and services at low cost, right? This is great. Like I said, I'm actually pulling this from one of my books that I absolutely enjoy. And so they have this little diagram. And then it goes on to say they should also reward their employees with highest wages possible. So you want to, why? That's a motivator. And then enables employees to buy the customer's products or services. So if you have products and services like Google, Google's employees also are customers, which is fantastic. So when your employees also become customers, that's a big deal as well. It helps move your customer forward. They can then provide management with valuable insights why they're using your products. And they're giving you what? Information back. Why do we want surveys? So we can provide better products and services for our customers. And you know what's interesting? I don't know that I've seen any churches ever do a survey. I'm not sure. I have to think about that. But do a survey to your congregation. You know, go on SurveyMonkey or your ministry and ask open-end questions. You can't lead them. You know, you just have to, when you do a survey right, you know, you're not leading the customer into try to answer it the way you want them to answer to make you feel good. Surveys hurt typically. they hurt, you know, but your customer is telling you, the people are telling you what would be important for you to help provide a better experience, because experience is important. So in this situation, your employees, they can provide insights and ideas as well as boosting sales. And then, of course, if your workers become your customers, your business will thrive. And so that's one way of making money. But you want to make sure that you are building in the framework, building in ways that not only your employees are buying, you're picking up customers. How are you doing that? And I know that you keep hearing me on various shows talking about that business plan, because that business plan actually adds value to your company, to your decision making. And business plans are never like finished because you'll make adjustments depending on what's going on in the economy. But it does have, it is a roadmap. It is a place for you to guide and move your company forward and reach milestones and goals, and how are you going to generate the capital that you need to do business. If you have not done a business plan, you should do it. It is a great place. And if you don't know how, connect with us at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, and we can help you with that as well. And the Small Business Development Centers, SBA, there's no reason why you should not have a business plan. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, I am going to tell you about our Cyber Monday deal and let you get connected with that. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We're talking about making money. You know, and I mentioned your employees being your customers as well. You know who was adamant about their employees becoming their customers? Was Henry Ford. Henry Ford, he wanted to have a car, manufacture a car that not only the elite could drive and own, but the people who he employed to own the car as well. And that was really a fight for him. It was not popular. And that's what I love about entrepreneurs and I love about visionaries, is that they tip over those so sacred cows and create new opportunities and think past and become unpopular for opportunities that we have today. We have some great opportunities. We have cars and we were employees, or for Henry Ford, his employees, he's the one who paved the way for the average person to have a car. And that's pretty important. And again, your workers should be your customers. And that's important. Henry Ford said this: "I will build a car for the great multitude that will be so low in price that no man making a good salary will be unable to own one." That is so fantastic. And so you want to make sure that if you're able, and depending on your industry, that your customers are value what you're selling as well. Why? You know, they become the greatest promoters, advertisers of that product or service. So make sure that you're kind of thinking about what your employees are how they're connecting with the business. Are you now, of course, obviously there's industries that your employees can't purchase your products and services. As a business owner and business coach, I do my best to do business with those that do business with me. But there's customers that I can't do business with, because I will never, to my knowledge, at least at this juncture of where my business is at, that I, for example, I will never buy an environmental test chamber. You know, everything that we wear is tested, environmentally tested for the region, for its durability and longevity. And Hashtag Solution is a fantastic company that builds unique test chambers. You know, they don't do these cookie cutter test chambers. They do unique test chambers. If you can think it, they can probably build it. But they're environmental test chambers. So obviously I can't purchase. I could, but I don't have any use for, you know, environmental test chamber. And so they make them from you know, table size to three-story test chamber buildings. They built a three-story test chamber in at the University of Maine to test wind turbines. Because we're in this big race for renewable energy. And so, but if you can, and your employees can become you're like a Target, Walmart, those are, you know, if you have those types of products or services that your employees can participate, they become great, great advertisers for your businesses. And so you want to, you know, keep that in mind. And of course, you know, surveys are definitely fantastic in getting information back from your customers. Cyber Monday, I keep talking about that, alluding to that. Cyber Monday, I'm looking at Amazon's website. Cyber Monday is fantastic. I like it so much better than Black Friday because you're not being trampled, getting into some building to buy something for $5. But if you go out to Amazon, and I'm not promoting Amazon, I'm just saying, you know, take a search around what you might want to purchase on Cyber Monday and get some fantastic deals. Get your holiday shopping done. I have not been in holiday debt for years. Don't go into debt. There's a lot of love that you can give for the holiday seasons, and it doesn't mean that you have to spend a lot of money doing it, but I'm pretty mindful of my gift giving and how I spend. And so you want to do the same, but it's really fun getting a great deal because we like great deals. We like great deals. And so I'm going to give you a great deal. And hopefully you can, if you want it for yourself or someone that you want to purchase it for, you certainly can. And you've heard me talk so much about our club. We continue to expand it, grow it, add value to it. It is a tool for you to access. You can network on your own time. You can virtually network, which is absolutely fantastic. I think it's great because you can network with people who are in other cities, states, counties. You can do it on the club. And so what we're going to do for Cyber Monday is that you can get connected. You can join the club. And we're going to give you the first month free. And with that, you can purchase it for yourself or you can purchase it for someone else and we'll honor it. And also we have a junior membership for those that are 13 years old to 21 years old. And this is our junior membership level. So young ladies and college students can connect with a club that they can be mentored and answer some of those questions. How do I do a resume well? If I wanted to start a business, when I get out of business, I had an opportunity to sit down and talk to a group of Girl Scouts. I was asked, this was probably about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And they wanted me to talk to their Girl Scouts about being an entrepreneur. They were getting their entrepreneur badge. And these young girls were, they're about 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 year old. They kind of ranged in age. And they had some absolutely fantastic questions. And as I talked to them about the things that they loved, you know, talking to them at their level, and some of the girls, they loved animals. And so as I helped them understand that, you know, if you love animals, you could be a veterinarian. And they were like, oh. And one girl talked about how she loves to make her own clothes. And, you know, and they weren't really relating the things that they love to do with, I can actually make money doing that. I can actually do that for a living. And I said, you could be a fashion designer. One young girl loved science and she loved outer space and things like that, sci-fi. I said, you know, you could be a astronaut. And she's like, yes, you know, and to watch their faces get excited about their future and not making that connection, which was very interesting to me. Talk to your kids about what they love and how it relates to their future and that they can do what they love to do. What was that commercial out there? And there was a photographer. She's taking pictures and her dad told her that if she did what she loved to do, she would never work a day in her life. Do what you love to do and you won't work a day in your life. You'll enjoy doing, whether it's an astronaut or a photographer or a veterinarian or a radio show host. It's really, really fun to do the things that you love to do and you feel like you're kind of wired and born to do. So for Cyber Monday, we're going to give you the first month for free, and you can buy it for yourself or you can purchase it for a friend or for one of our students, and we will honor that gift. And you can go out to our website at businessontheedge.biz, the club, and we'll have a link out there for you to grab that and get connected. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We are winding down here, winding down. We talked, just kind of hung out today. I like that. I'd like to hopefully make you feel like you're right here in the studio with us and that we can really touch you right in practical areas in your life and in your walk with the Lord and in your endeavors to do business, or if you're an employee, we hope that we are making a difference and really connecting you with the tools and resources to do that. So we are working hard on your behalf. We're not just kind of jawjacking here. We really want to make sure that we're passing some good stuff on to you as believers, and that it's okay to be fantastic, completing your assignment, completing your legacy, touching people, being in the mission fields that you should be in. Here's an interesting quote I like. Work should be a pleasure, not an obligation. But this wasn't just some humanitarian thesis. We believe that people working with pleasure could be much more productive. Richard Semler. You know, I know that I started out on my soapbox, so I might as well end on my soapbox. And the verse Jeremiah 29:11, when God says, the thoughts, the plans that I have towards you are good and not evil or not disastrous, to give you a future and to give you hope. I believe that the Lord, without a doubt, he wants you to enjoy your life. He wants to enjoy the work that he has put in your hands to do. That somehow we think that it's more holy in some way to do something that we absolutely can't stand doing. And that's just not what God wants us to do. God wants us to enjoy. Think about it. You're a parent. If you're a parent, you think, do you want your son or daughter doing a job? Would you give them a job in your business that they hated, or somewhere else that they would hate, that they got no enjoyment, they got no fulfillment out of it? And it's absolutely true. People who love the work that they do are more productive. They're productive. They're creative. They're excited about coming to work. And so when you have people that do not like their job, or they're kind of, I got to make a paycheck. If you're in a career field that you're, I just got to make a paycheck. And you're one of those people, and thank God, there must be much more than this. I don't want to just make a paycheck. I don't really like what I'm doing. Then you need to start making and taking steps that changes where you're at. If you do not like the work that you're doing, talk to God. Start making the changes for you to get into the career field that you do love, because you already know what it is. I had someone telling me a few weeks back that they have a great job, great position, high-tech industry, and they are totally burnt out. And it says, I feel like I am missing out on my gifts, that I cannot utilize my gifts, and I can't keep going on this way. And they're making great money, great company, great position, and they are not happy. And they do... You know, they do their job, they do what they're supposed to do, but they are totally burnt out. It is hard to work in that type of mindset and framework. So I would encourage you to do and work towards what God has put you in to do. It is really, really fun to do the work that you enjoy doing. It doesn't mean that it's not hard. It just means that it is a lot easier to do things that could be hard for someone else that kind of hates that. You know, like if you're not a public speaker, I enjoy public speaking, I enjoy radio, I enjoy what I'm, and someone else might totally despise this. Hard. It's hard for both of us, but I enjoy it. So it takes away from some of the other challenges that someone else might face. So be good to someone. We're going to get out of here. Check us out on Cyber Monday and go out there and fulfill the plan that God has for your life. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.